It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans may see significant changes to their tax bills in 2023. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The lawmakers who focus on state finances typically don't get too much attention.
It's great to see such a crowd for the signing of tax legislation. That's never usually the case. So this is wonderful.
That's Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno. And that big crowd had gathered at the governor's mansion to watch Governor Polis sign laws that will deliver the state's biggest package of tax changes in more than a decade. They'll raise more than $400 million in new tax money each year by reducing tax breaks for some businesses and wealthier people. And the state will also spend hundreds of millions on tax credits and refunds for lower-income families and small businesses. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Summit County, home to several Colorado ski resorts, has declared a workforce housing crisis, CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The Summit Board of Commissioners passed a resolution that says it's essential the county increase the number of affordable workforce housing units. They're calling on governments, businesses, and employers to find ways to address the workforce housing shortage and asking Governor Polis to use federal COVID relief money to help. The resolution, which has no binding action attached to it, says that doing nothing will, quote, result in irreversible changes to the fabric of the community. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Plans are underway for the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo this summer. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Concerts, cows, corn dogs, crazy competitions, and carousels. A traditional state fair is back on tap this summer, provided the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't worsen. Colorado State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller says his team is excited and optimistic.
We're rooted and grounded in reality, so we know, like everybody else over the last, 18 months, has learned that things can change, on a moment's notice.
The location was used earlier this year for a mass COVID vaccination site. Now, Stoller says there's already plenty of familiar activities happening at the fairgrounds, including smaller events like weddings or quinceaneras, and large ones like the Rocky Mountain Street Rod Nationals car show that typically draws thousands of spectators. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Pueblo will have highs near 90 this afternoon. Around Denver, it's in the 80s. This is CPR News.